Wow, here we are again at the best part of your entire day.
It is the best part of my day, Kent.
Yes, and it's called Rod.
Offstage.
Podcast of Lee Street Theater, the official one. Don't be fooled by imitations. We are back here again with Rod Oden, who is the Grand Poopah of Lee Street Theater.
Ooh, and I love that. Do I get a hat with the Grand Poopahism?
A little tassel on it and everything else. That's exactly what you get. Yes. Tell me what's going on at Lee Street.
Well, let me tell you, it is an exciting time, Kent. Lee Street has just released online all ticket sales for the entire next year's season for all of the shows, concerts, spotlight series events that we are doing, and it's very exciting.
So theoretically, I can go online right now and I can buy a ticket to anything you're doing the entire next season.
That's correct, including Bly Spirit, which includes this season. Yes.
Whoa. Now, how did we accomplish that?
Well, it's the magic of the internet. We went to our box office and we set it up. We had all of our season ready to go, and when I looked at it, I said, you know what? Let's give them the option to get it now, including flex passes. If you want to get your 1920 flex passes, you can buy them now and buy all the tickets for all the shows at the same time.
No waiting, no lines, none of that.
None of that.
You just go online and do it.
Your way right away.
I like that too. Got a lot of exciting things coming up. We've got some guests coming in, and let's kind of preview a little bit about what you guys have just finished doing and what you're up to.
Right. So right now we are in the middle of rehearsals for Blythe Spirit. We are also getting ready to have auditions on the 24th and 25th for Crimes of the Heart. And we are most importantly about to open Shiloh Rules.
So now you've got interns who are here as well.
Yes, I do. And Lord, do we need them. We've been lucky enough to acquire 5 interns this year. Haley Glick, Enya McDonald, Miranda Sibbett, Lydia Rosales, and Ada Rosales Valdez. And
you did that without any notes. How do you do that?
I have to keep all this information in my head.
Okay.
I've been really lucky. Our marketing interns, Ada and Miranda, have been overseeing a lot of things. And I think Miranda's going to cover some Famous Brothers, our upcoming concert.
Well, let's get Miranda Sibbett in here right now to talk about Famous Brothers that is coming up here very soon. When, Miranda?
The Famous Brothers are coming to North Carolina June 29th.
June 29th. Tell me about them now, because I understand they're kind of a mixture.
Yes, the Famous Brothers are they're unique, honestly. The Famous Brothers, they are a bluegrass harmony band from Monkey's Crevice, West Virginia.
Where?
Monkey's Crevice.
Monkey's Crevice, West Virginia? My
yes,
goodness.
Monkey's Crevice. And as they say, they're coming in a truck.
Okay. But they sound good already. I like this.
They are truly hilarious. They are 3 parts harmony, 1 part comedy. So their style is basically a 3 parts harmony band. They sometimes do a cappella with comedic twist. So their songs are very humorous. They're funny. They even combine some dark humor with some light humor as well. And it's unique because I've never heard bluegrass with comedy before.
Yeah.
I've heard country with comedy, but not bluegrass harmony with comedy. And they have 3 of their most memorable songs is Yodel in the Valley, Armageddon, Ready for the Second Coming.
Oh boy.
And my personal favorite, I've Got 20 Ways to Kill You with My Swiss Army Knife.
There you go. That song that needed to be written sooner or later. Yeah.
They're so much fun to watch.
All right, we've got to watch this. We cannot miss this. Tell me when we can see the Famous Brothers.
The Famous Brothers will be coming to North Carolina at Lee Street Theater at Salisbury June 29th. The performance will be at 7:30, and you can purchase your tickets on leestreet.org.
All right, well, Famous Brothers coming up, and the date again is?
June 29th.
June 29th. Do not miss Famous Brothers at Lee Street Theater. Thanks, Miranda. And let's get over and talk a little bit about the next production that's coming up.
Shiloh Rules.
Yeah.
That's right. Shiloh Rules. We have had an amazing time rehearsing this production. We're currently in the tech process, layering those important elements in. And I believe to speak with us today is director David Pulliam and actress Linda Jones.
David Pulliam is here. Linda Jones is here. They're intricately involved in all of that right now. David, tell me all about Shiloh Rules. What is it?
Okay. Shiloh Rules is a play by Doris Baisley, and it's based around female Civil War reenactors. Doris has a different take on things with most of her plays, and this is no exception. So if you think of Band of Brothers crossed with Downton Abbey, right ballpark.
Wow. That takes in a lot of ground.
It does.
Are there actually female Civil War reenactors?
There are. In real life, there are Civil War female reenactors. They play nurses, they play refugees, and nowadays there are actually some in the line of battle who are playing men.
There's a story there.
Oh, yes.
I guess so. Linda, what are you doing all this?
I'm working on my Southern accent.
Oh.
I'm a Confederate refugee, and I have a trainee, Lucy Gale, and my job is to make sure she knows the right words, does the right actions, and for me, I pretty much live in the past, my character, mm-hmm. and so it's a visit back to home in a way for me.
David, this show, now tell me about the selection process and why this kind of appealed to you.
I have been familiar with this show since it was written. It was created by Doris Baisley for the Southern Writers Project at the Alabama Shakespeare Festival, and I happened to see it during its first run. So I saw the premiere, and I put it on my bucket list right at that moment because it's such a wonderful play. It's character-driven. It has a great deal of humor, a great deal of humanity. And I just really wanted to do this play for a long time.
And I love the fact that it takes place on the Shiloh battlefield, the national park, mm-hmm. in present day. So it was a lot of fun to look up the history of the Shiloh battle, the battlefield. We even talked about taking a trip down there and check it out. And just
right.
Time was not on our side. But it is rooted in reality and in what people are doing nowadays.
David, how can we see Shiloh Rules? Uh-huh. What do we do?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that.
I was actually told that I really needed to mention that.
You better.
Well, Shiloh Rules runs at Lee Street Theater, and it runs June 13 through 15 and 20 through 22 at 7:30 p.m., and it runs June 16th at 2:30. So we have a matinee on the Sunday, June the 16th. And this is at Lee Street Theater. We'd love to have you visit our website so that you can purchase tickets that way, or you can give us a call at the box office number, which is also listed on the website.
Sounds great. Okay, David Pulliam, Linda Jones. Wow, okay, Shiloh Rules sounds fun. The Famous Brothers sounds like a big time as well. We can all experience all of these things at Lee Street Theaters. Give us the information again.
That's right. You want to go to leestreet.org, or you can call our box office at 704-310-5507. Always a fun time at Lee Street.
It's off stage, and we're off stage right now. We'll be back next time at Lee Street Theater.
See you then.